My eyes returned to the sixth thing. It didn't sound like he was pissed at his mom. Allie, he is so weird. What kind of a list is... Allie pointed at the number 10 thing and mumbled, "Whoa, I wonder if they did the nasty." I tried to imagine Creed losing his virginity before I did. Another Uncle Wiggily type of thought. "Guess she didn't break up with him," Allie murmured. "At least not by September." I don't know. Staring at this silly list, I realized that some of the things Creed was saying about himself were basically true. It almost seemed like an exercise in trying to brainwash yourself into believing good stuff about yourself. I wondered if he had done that in his head the whole time he was growing up. "I'm good at this. I'm wonderful at that." And maybe he brainwashed himself into believing that stuff, instead of believing he had just been beaten up the day before. It was a weird thought, but that was one weird list. "You know what?" Allie whispered, running her finger down this list. "He was never ugly. Did you ever realize that?" I muttered something about guys not looking at other guys' appearances, but she smirked and said that I could be a real guy without being blind. I knew what she meant.
"People are blind," she said. "All they see is a person's reputation."
"Well, this girl obviously saw more," I said.
"I'm going to read this all night if I have to," Allie whispered. "There's got to be something in here to prove Mrs. Creed's guilty. And therefore, Beau is not."
I looked at the clock and saw to my amazement it was 3:30 in the morning. I got up to leave, but froze, sitting straight up. The early part of the night had been such a brain hag that nothing had been really clear to me. But now that I was this relaxed and tired, the truth hit me. "Get some sleep. Don't waste your time, because you won't find anything," I muttered. "Mrs. Creed spoke to me, over the telephone at the ball field. I just thought of it now. Oh my God." I realized something about this Hitchcock movie that I had stolen the phone call idea from. When the murderer received his mystery phone call, he immediately asked if it was blackmail. He knew he was guilty and assumed the call was for blackmail money. Mrs. Creed asked if this was a kidnapping. If she had killed her own kid, she would have assumed it was blackmail and probably would have blurted out the same type of thing. Her knee-jerk reaction would not have been to give me that speech about how nobody takes her baby. "Maybe she drove him to it. I don't know," I stumbled. "She didn't outright kill him. You're not going to find anything in there to help prove that, because it didn't happen. So get some sleep." The shocks of the night caught up with me full force, and I thought I could roll off the bed and fall asleep on the floor. I mumbled, "Sleep tight," as I left, but Allie didn't answer me. She just stared wide-eyed at the diary in the eerie glow of that orange light.